not according to generality and seniority or age or whether he is disciple of anyone. Jai bhaje, sei bada. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked anyone that your father is your son or this son is father. Mukund, Raghunandan and Mukunda. You know Chaitanya in Chaitamrita it has been written that he asked Raghunandan, Mukunda, and his son was Raghunandan. He asked Raghunandan father, Mukunda, that you are father or Raghunandan is father. Then what he told? Oh, he told to his son that my son is my father. Raghunandan is my father. Why? Because I came in bhakti line by the grace of my son. So all knows that, oh, he is Raghunandan father, not Mukunda son. So anyone, whether he is not direct disciple, but if he is serving so much and jai bhaja sei bada bhakta, then he is very qualified person. I give respect to him. So we should try to give honor to anyone according to the level of bhakti. But even though we will honor also senior Vaishnava. But according to seniority and juniority not, but those who are speaking, uttering one name, he should be honored by pranam, by mind. Those who are uttering always having diksha, they should be honored with heart and mind, both and by body. And those who are so much high, nothing to criticize anyone, no irsha desh, no envy or anything, always testing Krishna bhakti and serving Radha and Krishna conjugal ashtakaliya leela. They may be of any group, no harm. We should try to honor them and give our heart to them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught this. So this is also the teachings of Swamiji also. So all the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami are the teaching of our all Guru Parampara. So we should try to follow. If you are following, then really we are honoring our Gurudev. And if we are not honoring and not following these teachings, then I will think that he is not honoring his Gurudev. Then, of any Guru, they always are in mood. They will surely glorify their Gurudev. But I become so much happy if outsider or those who are not disciple of my Gurudev, and if they are glorifying my Gurudev, then I become so much happy. So I see that you should be like, because you have a program that or the disciple of Swamiji will speak. But I also want that those who are not disciple, in their eyes, in their heart, what is about Swamiji, you should also know. And you should be more happy. That is why I am telling other persons, those who are not direct Shishya or not Shishya at all, like Parjatak Maharaj, Vaishnav Maharaj, also I told him. So you should not think that you are losing time or waste of time. No? Oh, it will be upright. Krishna name and Krishna Katha and Krishna himself is one.
So very tactfully in Siddhanta you should try to tell these things.
Randhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyai Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha.
आज हम लोग बड़े सौभाग्यवान हैं कि आज भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी जी का हम लोग तिरुभाव तिथि हम लोग मनाने जा रहे हैं। मैं हिंदी में बोलता हूं क्योंकि बहुत सी ऐसी चीजें हैं जो अंग्रेजी में नहीं बोल सकता है, तो इसलिए रामचंद्र जी इसको अंग्रेजी में अनुवाद कर देंगे। And what I can easily speak, I will speak in English. Otherwise, I will. So deep thing, I will tell in Hindi. Anyone, we know the glory of anyone. That Swamiji has taken birth on the very date of Nanda Utsav. Bas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So how he was? glorious that in this world he ascends and took birth on the very day of Nand Utsav. And what about his departure from this world? In the month of Kartik. In the month of Kartik, the deity of this month is Srimati Radhika, Radha Damodar, Damodar month, Niyam Seva. So how he is glorious. Or bhi Mathura mein विश्वरूप खौर के दिन, ऑन द वेरी डे व्हेन विश्वरूप प्रभु टोक संन्यास, आई डोंट नो वेर विश्वरूप टोक संन्यास, बट आई नो दैट ही टोक संन्यास, स्वामी जी टोक संन्यास इन मथुरा, इन मधुरा, इन मधुबन. And he took sannyas by very, very affectionate sishya, near and dear, Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Srisrimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, one of the most near and dear associates of Srila Prabhupada. They were both friends, and you have heard so many times that he was not willing to take sannyas. He was fearing that when he took Harinam, he was fearing so much that in Srimad Bhagavata it is written, those who take Harinam and they practice bhakti yoga, at once Krishna takes everything, worldly things. Jada jasya anugrahanami harishe tad dhamna shanai. So he was fearing that if I am chanting and rebelling and practicing bhakti yoga, it may be that Krishna can take my whole wealth, all worldly things, and my wife, children and everything. And it became so. But he never gave up all these practices. At first he was the manager of any medical company, Bengal Chemical, he was manager. But he came out of that company and he made himself a factory in medical factory in Allahabad. Also it was failed. He made a very big shop, medical shop, where Jawaharlal Nehru, the first chief minister of prime minister of India, and his daughter Indira Gandhi used to go to his shop. But he also failed. And now, going here and there, being a medical representative, but also failed. He tried so much, but he was fulfilled. At last he came to Mathura and he met with me, and after that he met to our Gurudev, his friend. He was bosom friend of our Guru, Gurudev. And our Guru Maharaj requested him that you should preach in whole world. You are so much qualified. And how he accepted it, Parjatak Maharaj, you know all. And thus he took sannyas in Mathura on the day of Vishwarup. And then, by the mercy of his Gurudev, he went to Western countries and very quickly he spread all over the world. I will tell all these things in detail afterward, but I want to tell only one or two things in brief. Nowadays, aajkal, ab zara bol denge, theek se. Aajkal, kuch log ye dekh rahe hain ki Prabhupada ji ne, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ne, logon ko harinam diksha diya. उनको सन्यास भी दिया, किंतु वहां से गिर गए. वो लोग ठीक से जीवन भर प्रचारक नहीं रहे, और उन लोगों ने विवाह कर लिया या किसी को स्त्री को रख लिए, और भक्ति लाइन को संपूर्ण रूप से छोड़ करके मेरिटेरियल जगत में लौट गए. द रिटर्न. सो ए ग्रुप ऑफ all these persons, though who have failed from sannyas and other things, now they are making a group of Ritvika, all the fallen persons, not any qualified bona fide Vaishnava are not telling, but they have made a group. And so many now, those who are going to fall down, they are going to support them and mixing in their groups. Unke group mein ja rahe hain. But the Ritvik word is not in Vedas in the sense of Guru. Ritvik word has been used only in fire sacrifices for worldly, to fulfill worldly desires. If anyone has no son, if anyone wants reputation, if he wants to control world, they can do Raisuya Yajna, Ashwamedha Yajna, and there are so many kinds of Yajna. So only to fulfill the worldly desires, requirements, in Vedas, it has been given something that you should do that fire sacrifice. And for this only reason, anyone can accept a Ritvik. Who will accept a Ritvik? Those who don't know Vedas, Ved Mantra, they cannot recite Ved Mantra. Jo log Vedon ka mantra nahi uchcharan kar sakte hain, yagyon ki vidhiyon ko nahi jante hain, those who don't know rules and regulation, how a fire sacrifice should be done and how it can be fulfilled, like Maharaj Dasarath, he accepted a Ritvik like ki are unhone putreshti yagya kiya Maharaj ji ka. No Shringi Rishi, you know Shringi Rishi. Vishwamitra did yagya, Vasishtha. So they, those, but Maharaj Dasarath, not knowing the rules and regulations, how to make Vedis, how to recite mantras, how to do Samved and all these things. So he accepted the Ritvik. He was ignorant of that thing. And so those were knowing all these things and where they were very qualified in Vedas, mantras and all, knowing all these things, they were taken as a Ritvik. So, Dasarath Maharaj ji ne, ya aur logon ne, Ritvik kiye. In Ritvik, there are 16 kinds of Ritvik. In 16, 4 are prominent. 4 usme pradhan hai. Those who knows all these things Vedas, they can recite mantra, they know all the rules and regulation, how to fulfill that desire, they are expert. So a person is not expert, he chooses and takes a Ritvik, the help of Ritvik. But there is no any mentioned anywhere that a Ritvik is Guru. When sacrifice is completed, then Ritvik is not Ritvik. His work is finished. And when he will do another sacrifice, then he will again choose 4 Ritviks or 16 Ritviks. They will complete and again they will be changed. After yagya, for sacrifice, there will be no relation with Ritvik and that disciple. But in Vedas, we see jasya deve para bhakti jatha deve tatha gurau tasyante kathita hi artha prakashante mahatmanam. But the relation between Ritvik and Jajaman, Jajaman means who accept Ritvik, is temporarily for 1-2 days or for 15 days or for at when the fire sacrifice goes on only, and after it is finished. But the relation with Guru and disciple is permanent for lives and for lives. It is transcendental, and that is why in Vedas it has been told, those who give the tattva of Krishna, that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead and we are eternal servant of Krishna, but by misfortune we have forget this and we are suffering in this world in the chain of birth and death, sufferings and sorrows. So those who will help us and give a relation between Krishna and disciple, jivas, conditional souls, really he is Guru, he is not a Ritvik. So in any parampara of Vaishnavas, from Brahma, from Rudra, from Sanat Kumar and Nimbaditya or anyone, no Ritvik pratha is there. Pratha means
system.
Never, even in Mayabadi system, in Guru Parampara, no Ritvik word is there. So isliye bhakti line mein, in Guru Parampara line, Ritvik is not needed. It is not a worldly, to fulfill worldly desires. Guru helps us and gives us the relation with Krishna to that disciple for permanent, transcendental, for always. So this relation is not temporary. And that is why in Vedas or anywhere it has not written about Ritvik in the line of Guru. Someone now telling that there is no any qualified Guru. And perhaps in the world there will be no guru. So he is the last guru, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. But I think it is quite false statement. He has not written anything about this. He was in Guru Parampara, Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Vaishnava Sampradaya, and in our Guru Parampara. He cannot tell like this. If anyone is telling like, it is quite false, you should not believe him. It may be that any of his disciples may write a letter to all their god brothers. The Gurudev has told like this, Ritvik we can follow. But at once he has given explanation for the explanation that we should, Ritvik means the pratinidhi, representative of any guru. And what is that? In our parampara, we know that there is Diksha Guru, there is Shiksha Guru, there is Saman Guru, there is Bhajan Shiksha Guru, Chaitya Guru, Vatma Padarsha Guru. There are so many Guru. Then why we need Ritvik? No need of. We can take help of Shiksha Guru. We can take the help of Bhajan Guru. Sometimes Shiksha Guru is more elevated and more qualified than Diksha Guru. And this is Bhagavad Parampara. We know that Swarup Damodar, he is not in our Guru Parampara, like in Mota Buddhi Se. In?
Externally.
मोटा बुद्धि मैंने स्थूल बुद्धि के द्वारा वो हमारे हमारे गुरु परंपरा में नहीं है. हाँ, ग्रॉस माइंड. ही वाज डिसाइपल ऑफ एनी मायावादी इन वाराणसी एंड ही वाज ए ब्रह्मचारी. ही केम टू चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड चैतन्य महाप्रभु एक्सेप्टेड हिम लाइक ललिता एंड उनको सबसे ऊंचा गुरु बतलाया. आई डोंट नो द नेम ऑफ द गुरु ऑफ राय रामानंद, हरिदास ठाकुर, कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी. आई ऑल्सो नो दैट ब्रह्मा ए कृष्ण इज शिक्षा गुरु ऑफ ब्रह्मा ऑल्सो एंड चैत्य गुरु. सो वी कैन एडॉप्ट Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, Bhajan Guru, and all other things. Why Ritvik? Ritvik is not in the line of permanent Guru Parampara. So you should not believe them. Guru Parampara mein Ritvik ka koi bhi sthan nahi hai. Temporary wo requirement ke liye wo kara diya, bas khatam. Isliye aaj kal jitne log, those who are fallen down and they want to be guru actually, but not telling by their mouth that I am guru, but telling that I am a Ritvik. Who has accepted them? Ritvik. Swamiji has accepted them like guru, Ritvik. Jadi Swamiji ne unko Ritvik banaya, to Swamiji ignorant person the, aur Ritvik to bahut bade uche wale hote hain, ved ko janne wale. To Ritvik jo unko banaya, to kya wahi uche ho gaya, ye kuch nahi jante the. I want to tell that if Swamiji has accepted any Ritvik, then he should be not qualified at all, not knowing Veda Shastras and any books like Srimad Bhagavata, Chaitanya Chaitamrita. He was quite ignorant. That is why he accepted and selected Ritvik. So it is absurd for him. Anyone cannot tell that he was ignorant of all these things and he has accepted Ritvik. So who made this Ritvik system? So it is quite false statement, Ritvik.
Uh-huh. Why the
no revelation, no realization. At that time, Swamiji was himself present at that. He told that my, not Ritvik, but my representative should go and give this mantra. And after when I will recover, I will give initiation. So no place of Ritvik in our line, anywhere. So I request you not to be bluffed by all these bluffing persons. And you can have a real living guru. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told our in Veda Shastra, there will be no empty whole world without any guru. Anyone be must be guru. Always. And if till that Jai Krishna Tattaveta Sai Guru Hai, why to Ritviks? So those you should not believe in this. I have written an article about this. I will try to give you all these things. So beware of, be very careful of this Ritvik, like Gundas in Dharma Tattva. You know Gunda Dharma? Vivekananda, our Guruji used to tell Vivekananda, a Gunda of Dharma. So these are all Gundas, not knowing anything, ABCD of Bhakti or Guru Parampara. So this you should remind. I am telling on the disappearance day of Swamiji. I want to tell so many things, and gradually I will glorify him that he was really what Pujya Parsidhar Maharaja has told. Without the any Shakti of Krishna, anyone cannot preach so highly. From you know, he made all happy. But those who are not really following him, they are following. It is not a defect of Swamiji. We know that Kala Krishna Das was so many months with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here and there. But he fell in the clutches of trap of it is defect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Never. So Swamiji has no defect at all. But those who will not follow him correctly, they must fall down. So all are falling down. But he is really Guru. He was Guru. He will be Guru. He is Guru present. He will die. He is transcendental. So we should try to realize all these things and try to follow him. He has never told that after me a Ritvik will do and you should not do Guru. Has he written anywhere? Never, he cannot. So today I am finishing my Harikatha today and giving my Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of Swamiji. We can pray to Param Pujyapad Srila Bhaktivedanta Trivikram Maharaj. He has Swamiji was well acquainted with him. And when he was in Navadvip, he came with so many disciples in Navadvip, and he helped him also, like me, sending him kartals and so many things. I also helped him by sending him ditties, kartals, mridanga, so many things. I have sent his all books to him, and he wrote me about 300 letters in which they requested me to give. I gave to Satsvarup Maharaj, but they don't return. And now they are denying all these things. But I have some Hindi and Bengali letters, and Mool Prakriti told me that you should give me, I want to publish it. I give, and with translation, English translation, it has been published. You can see how he was related to me and my Gurudev and other things. You can see. So Tribhika Maharaj, Pujapa Tribhika Maharaj knows, and he has served him also, and he has helped him so. So he is well known to your Gurudev. So he will speak a little two words about him.
Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Gurudev, our Divine Master.
Hindi te bolbo? Hindi te bolbo?
Gurudev, our Divine Master, is he. Who opens our eyes to know what is Maya and what is spiritual. He rescues the fettered souls from the grip of Maya and makes him capable to move in transcendental realm. This is the first qualification. For this reason it is stated, Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. Material enjoyment is very bad, and obstruction of spiritual devotion. So it must be given up, it must be abandoned. This is the first lesson and duty to accept. Then when he is freed from Maya, means when his fettered soul escapes from Maya, then gradually there are many steps for moving in the spiritual realm. Adau shuddha tato sadhusanga atho bhajana kriya tato anartha nibritti sya. Then starts tato nishtha ruchis tato atha shukti tato bhava tato premabhut danchati such and such. And the climax is gopi bhava, which is the best of all. But we must proceed according to our ability and class by class, not to jump to higher class, highest class at first. This is not instruction of our scriptures. First of all, we should try to get rid of Maya. And it is the duty of every bound soul to accept Divine Master. Unless and until we accept the Divine Master, we cannot be free from Maya. We cannot understand what is bad, what is good. Divine Master advises us what is good. The service of Lord Krishna is our bounden duty because we are eternal servant, and not the service to any other entities is not our duty. Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. Such is the scripture. Gurupad Padma is no other than Lord Krishna. Acharya mam bijaniya is stated by himself. Nava manneta korichi. We should not disregard him. Makta Buddha asuyeta sarva devamaya guru. These are the statements. There are another such statements. The Vaishnavas has made. Sakshat hodittena samasta sastri ruktastata bhavata eva sadhvi. Into Prabhurja Priyaiva Tosha Bande Guru Sri Charanaro Vindam. Sakshad Horitena. There are wrong interpretation present in spiritual line. Guru is capable to do everything like Lord Krishna. And he is no other than Lord Krishna. But this sort of knowledge is wrong. Sakshat Horittena. Horitta, not Hori mentioned. Horitta means the qualification of Hori. He is the qualification of Hori. And what is that qualification? Other than Jagat Vyapar, Bhogya Vyapar, he is not Bhokta. He is not enjoyer like Krishna. He makes the bound souls free from Maya and offers them to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. This is his service. He possesses all the qualifications, but not the enjoying qualification. He teaches us how to serve Lord Krishna. These are the difference. And the divine and the Guru Tattva is one, but their manifestation is many. So in manifestation we find the many sorts of differences, many sorts of up and down quality, but all are the manifestation. Guru means not all are of the same quality. He may be a little less quality. No harm with that, but it is the quality which should be occupied by Guru. The Maya he never teaches to go into the Maya and he will be happy. He always teaches us be free from Maya and then he will be able to serve Krishna. So the manifestations may be different. No harm in that. All the gurus are not of the same capacity and the same qualification, but their manifestation of the one tattva which is called Guru Tattva. It is very necessary to serve Guru and regard Guru as Lord Krishna. There should be profound regard in is disciple for his guru, but the fettered soul cannot understand what sort of qualification is possessed by guru. In most cases, he exaggerates the qualifications, because aprakita vastu nahi prakita gochar. The transcendental entity cannot be understood by the bondage state. So there may be some wrong in their description or statement. In spite of that, the regard is accepted as very necessary thing. One thing more should be noticed. There is a line of thought in the service of God, and that can be had by accepting the line. The guru, the disciple, the divine master teaches us not whimsically. He teaches everything which he received from his divine master. He is always in submission of his divine master. There is no clash between his divine master and himself. Divine master, to please divine master is the main object of every guru who are standing in the line. They do everything to please their guru and not for their dissatisfaction. If there is any dissatisfaction in his work, then he is discharged from the line. It must be considered. Swami Bhaktivedanta Maharaj accepted his name from his divine master, Sannyas Guru, though suggested by him, auto-suggestion it was. In spite of that, there is something different in his name. He writes his name A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. That was the objectionable by his divine master. But he did not corrected himself. The disciples of Srila Prabhupada, out of regard to their divine master, agreed themselves, within themselves, not to accept the name of Prabhupada, but address of Prabhupada. Though divine master may be called, may be addressed as Prabhupada, in spite of that, as a special regard, they wanted to respect him only as Prabhupada. But Swami Maharaj did not obey their opinion, and he preached among their disciples to call him Prabhupada. This made the other godbrothers of Swami Maharaj offended, and for which they are a little separated. I request here, though it is true to accept, to call Divine Master as Prabhupada, in spite of that, the God Brothers' opinion should not be ignored. We may call, but not in the order of protest. We may call Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, we may call every Divine Master Prabhupada, but not in the term of insulting the other devotees of Prabhupada. Because by this, the harmony is distorted. Swami Maharaj preached whatever he was taught from by his Divine Master. He explained it in his writings, but not so seriously was explained, which is a little bitterness. However, Swami Maharaj has preached the name